Let's break out of the bubble and see what's happening out there in pop culture. It's Swiper Stay on Daybreak.
Swiper Stay. Here's how it's going to work. I'm going to read some headlines. Brian and Jamie are going to have to decide whether to stay on it or swipe to the next story. Parker, you get to be included if they can't decide, and then you get to make a choice, all right?
All right.
Let's do it.
Musician is unhappy with his upcoming biopic.
Only because I want to know what musician it is, I'm going to stay.
I'm going to swipe.
Parker?
I think I'm going to stay.
So biopics are all the rage right now, yes. If you haven't heard.
And reboots. And reboots.
If you had not heard.
Yeah.
The project is called Billy and Me and is being made by Billy Joel's former manager, Irwin Mazur, and is focusing on his side of the story early in Billy Joel's career.
Who cares?
Why?
So, great question. So here's where it gets a little messy. A rep for Billy Joel came out and said, since 2021, the parties involved have been officially notified that they do not possess Billy Joel's life rights and will not be able to secure the music rights required for this project.
This is going to be like that Jimi Hendrix one where they couldn't use any Jimi Hendrix music.
Correct. Yes. Billy Joel has not authorized or supported this project in any capacity, and any attempt to move forward without it would be both legally and professionally misguided.
Okay, now my history is a little blurry on this one. Billy Joel and this particular manager did not end on good terms either.
I don't believe so.
Okay, all right. Wow. So okay. Well, he needs a payday. That's what he needs. But it's not working his favor.
So Mazur came out and said that he's been trying to get the script in front of Billy Joel's eyes and approved by him for years now, and he wasn't blindsided by this at all. They've been trying to cooperate with him, try to get his blessing, try to get him work on it, because he said there's nothing that paints him in a bad light, which I just don't believe in any way, shape, or form.
If you didn't end on good terms, Billy Joel is not going to go out of his way to read your script. Why would he? He doesn't have to.
If there's going to be a Billy Joel biopic, it's going to be on Billy Joel's terms.
Of
Let's
course.
Be
of course
you
it is.
You may be right, Frank.
Oh, I see what you did.
I may
did
be
with.
Crazy. It's a lunatic that I'm looking for. All right.
It's a great song.
Record exec is confused by Taylor Swift.
Did you just go on Billboard and get these stories?
You know, some days it's all sports stories. Some days it's very music. Some days it's films. Today it's a music day.
Do we want to make the Swifties happy this morning?
I'm only going to stay because Frank is always on edge. And if we blow off a Taylor Swift story,
I will. I think no. There will be no pressure.
I'll stay on this one.
I'll stay too.
We got to talk about Taylor Swift.
Here's a name you probably haven't heard in a while. Scooter Braun.
I knew it.
Except with Sydney Sweeney.
Except
with
Sydney Sweeney when she broke off her engagement. But anyway.
Yeah.
He is now publicly talking about his relationship with Taylor Swift, or the non-existent relationship.
I was going to say.
For everyone that doesn't know, if you didn't go down the rabbit hole some years back, Scooter Braun bought the record label that owned her music. She was reaching the height of her fame. She tried buying her master recordings from him. He said no. And then she got really upset, called the Swiftie Army against him. She re-recorded her old albums, called them Taylor's Version, which I owned multiple copies of each one.
Of course.
And then he eventually sold it to another company, and then that company sold the masters back to Taylor. But now he's going on a podcast saying that they've only talked 3 times, and he has no ill will towards her. In fact, he's really confused where all this hatred comes from.
Is he stupid?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, Jamie.
Okay. All right.
Is there a chance
that Taylor stupid?
Is there a chance that she may have exaggerated a wee bit? She seems a tad dramatic.
Look, I think it is his right to sell or not sell the music.
Of course.
He owned it. Mm-hmm. Whether you want to go down the rabbit hole of whether they should have ownership of somebody else's music that they created, that's a whole nother thing.
But then it's also her prerogative to basically re-record all of it so that she has her music. So
right. If I was him, for PR reasons, I probably would have sold it.
Yeah.
Taylor Swifties and BTS Army, those are two fan bases I want no part of.
No. They're
and the Beehive.
Yeah.
And the Beehive.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes.
These are all music stories, by the way. Musicians are dropping out of America 250.
I love this story. Stay. I'm in. Stay.
First wave of performers for the Great American State Fair are starting to drop out. Young MC, Morris Day, The Commodores, and Martina McBride are among the scheduled acts who said they will not be appearing. McBride put out a statement saying, "I would like to talk to you and clear the air. I will not be performing at the Great American State Fair on June 25th. I was presented with an opportunity to perform at a non-partisan event, but that turned out to be misleading."
Wow.
So it looks like they... Go ahead.
Bret Michaels also has now said he will not appear.
It's going to be all
Lee... Added to the list.
It's going
to
be all Lee Greenwood.
Now there's three.
It's going to be Lee Greenwood and Chris Rock.
Vanilla Ice is still there.
Yeah.
Vanilla Ice and I forget
I'm getting
who.
The wrap-up signal for that Swiper Say. If you want to hear more, go on the live stream. We'll talk more about this.